One of the things that I hear most from church leaders lately is this question of how can we reach more of Gen Z in our church? Well, to really do that, you have to understand who Gen Z is and what they're looking for. In this video, we're going to break it all down for you. Let's do this. You're listening to the Reach Right podcast, the show dedicated to helping your church reach more people and grow. And today we're talking about Gen Z and your church and what you need to do to better reach them. I think it's a good conversation for us to be having. Let me just start by clarifying for our audience. Gen Z is what you probably are thinking of when you use the term millennials, for at least for me.
So long,
millennials were the kids. But now, millennials, the oldest ones are 40, right? And they're in their 40s, really. So I missed being a millennial by 1 year. So I'm a Gen Xer by a year on most standards. So
I missed it by two.
But, two, more like three, I'd say. But yeah, that's neither here nor there.
Two and a half. My wife just made it.
She was
81.
But like, so for so long, millennials were the butt of jokes. And, you know, they're, we said they were lazy and they were different. And I never really bought into that. Millennials, we love you guys. And I'm not going to do that with Gen Z either. I'm not going to make the mistake of like being negative on Gen Z. They are just different. And that's okay. Yeah. And it's something that, you know, there's things that I hope for them. And there's things that maybe I think we have to rethink as churches if we want to do a good job reaching them. And I think we haven't quite got there yet. And so in this conversation, we want to unpack a little bit of some of those things to better understand Gen Z. So just so we know, when we're talking about Gen Z, we're talking about people that are right around 12 years old to about 25 years old right now. So people... that are born after 1995. Is that right? Or 19? Yeah, somewhere around that time there.
It was.
Yeah, from 81 to 95, that's millennials. So that's kind of the time frame we're talking about with them there. So they are in college, a lot of them. They're graduated from college. We just hired two Gen Zers here on the Reach Right staff. And so we're trying to really get younger with some of our team here. We really, it wasn't that we hired them because they were Gen Z, but I have to say, I'm excited to have some Gen Z perspectives on our team here. So I think it should be good there.
Now that's good. And we'll kick it off here too, just by, you know, what churches should be focused on is how they view faith. What are their attitudes towards faith? And I think from a lot of data I've seen, and you can share what you've seen too, Thomas, but, you know, it's not that they're just not open to it, but they're just not engaged. So it's just kind of like a meh, if we used that, if what I've learned. So they're just not actively engaged toward it. I don't think that it's a, I do think that they, we've seen that there's some negative, you know, thoughts that they have that they associate when they think of faith and when they think of organized religion or Christianity, those views are out there and attitudes, right? So,
So I think that they're definitely spiritual. And we did a whole episode about this a few episodes back. You can go check the archives for that and dig into some of the actual statistics on Gen Z and dig through some of those. I will say that they are certainly spiritual. But I would contend that they are not yet Christians in a lot of cases, that they are certainly less churched than any other generation in American history. So, and it is kind of a sliding scale, is that the greatest generation, you know, the boomers are going to church less than them, and Gen X goes to church less than them, and the millennials go to church less than them, and then we have Gen Z below the millennials, and so they're less likely to be reached with the gospel. So there's no question about that. But I would not categorize their faith as unopen or uninterested. I just think that we really need new wineskins in a lot of ways. We need, the message has to stay the same, but we really need to analyze our methods to better reach Gen Z.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So, and I guess one of the things we think about with that is like, so if we want to change the wineskins, we want to change the methods, we have to understand like how do we do that? And I think one of the questions we think about is like, how do they communicate? How does Gen Z communicate with one another and what's their thing? And I think that's something that is so polarizing for older people, for boomers and to some extent Gen Xers, is that they communicate completely differently. I have two Gen Z kids and one, I don't know what the name of it is, the generation below Gen Z. I have one that's that age. But my two Gen Z kids, Like they are, and I don't want to out them too much on this, but they get really nervous talking to people on the phone. That's something that terrifies them, having to pick up the phone and call an adult. And I have to, I mean, I was afraid of that a little bit when I was a kid, having to talk to some professional, but my kids, that's something that they'd rather pay $100 to have someone do that. That's why these apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats and a lot of these things, why they do so well, because they can eat. I mean, it's amazing. I see some kids that are willing to pay $19 for a six inch sandwich when they could just go get it themselves and, you know, talk to someone. They'd rather have it dropped off at their door and have no interaction, and they'll pay $10 for that convenience. It's really kind of crazy, but that is something. And the way they communicate instead is everything is digital. So a lot of times I think older generations were tempted to say that's not real if it's digital. Like that relationship you have on TikTok or on Instagram or on chat or wherever it is, that's not a real relationship. That couldn't be further from the truth. That's just how they communicate. It's different and there's challenges that come with it for sure, but to minimize it and say that it's not real, I think we couldn't be more wrong than that. So the answer is, we have to realize they communicate very differently and there's implications for that for the church.
Yeah, no, that's good. And so as far as we know, they're online, and the first, you know, social media platform that comes to mind for me is TikTok, right? I mean, I know my kids are on TikTok. So, is that the number one?
Yep. Yeah, it definitely is the most widely used. They're the lion's share still of TikTok. Although if you think TikTok is only for teenagers, then you're dead wrong about that, because there are grandparents and all the way down to people that are way too young that are using TikTok now. Will it stay that way? I don't know. I tend to think not. There's always all kinds of conversation out there about TikTok being shut down. It is owned by ByteDance, the Chinese company, and there's lots of speculation that it's used to spy on Americans. And so it has been removed from all government phones in a lot of ways. And so who knows? I also tend to think that some of our biggest companies in the United States have a little bit of like just a developer leg up. So when I look at like a Meta or a Google, those two companies, they are the ones that make YouTube Shorts. They also make Instagram Reels. And so those are direct competitors to TikTok. And so I have a hunch that within a couple of years, they may not be the lion's share anymore. And you know how social media is that there's a new platform that comes out every single week, right? So it's all new stuff all the time. Now, that's not to say that it's gone. You should ignore it. I certainly think that as of today, if I was trying to reach Gen Z, I would focus on TikTok first. But it's just not to say it's going to be around forever.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. Next question I guess we'll answer is, what does Gen Z value at work? I think that's a question that I think if you want to answer how we're going to reach them at church, I think it's important that we talk a little bit about what's working for them at work. And here's what I found as someone who recently has hired Gen Z, is they value clear digital communication with clear boundaries, you know, really clearly stating what's expected. And at the same time, I think they really value the relationship that they have in an office situation. And this is coming from someone who runs a company that is 100% remote, right? So we don't have an office, but all the statistics I'm reading, I'm kind of sad about that in some ways, because I am seeing that Gen Z almost prefers a pivot back to office work. So we say all this because if you want to reach Gen Z, you probably are going to have staff and leaders within your church that are Gen Z, and knowing how to connect with them in a professional way is something that's really important there. So we've seen that they are looking for clear digital communication. And I'll say this too, fewer meetings. If you can do it in an email, do that instead, right?
Yeah. Amen. Well, good. So last but not least, we'll probably ask, what are the biggest stressors and pain points that Gen Z has? That's obviously, if we want to reach people with the gospel, reach this generation with the gospel, we got to know what's kind of affecting them.
Yep, it's true. So I've seen a lot of research on this, and there's all kinds of challenges, but the biggest over and over again is loneliness. I think that's what it comes down to, because as much as digital connection can be authentic and real, we still remain wired for real human interaction, face-to-face, touch. These kinds of things are important. That's why they don't they can't even vocalize exactly why, in a lot of cases, why they want to be back in an office and in a cubicle or in a place where they're working with other people. But, you know, in the end, this is going to be an epidemic. We actually are living, I believe, right now in an epidemic of loneliness. And one of the great things is that this is a problem that there is no one better equipped to solve than the Church of Jesus Christ, right?
Right.
So we are the answer to that, is that you can find real family even when you don't have a family, or your home is broken, or whatever. You can find real connection there.
Yeah.
When you're feeling lonely and everything feels contrived and like it's put on and everybody's best Instagram face, you can find real people within the church there. So we have a beautiful answer to that question. And that's something we really have to learn to leverage as a church.
Yeah, that's good. No, I think that's a good way to, good one to end it with, because that's what it's about. It's about reaching them, getting them connected to Christ.
It's true. Absolutely. That's what it's all about in the end. So if you guys have any other ideas of things you see that are working to reach Gen Z, let us know down in the comments, and we'll catch you next time.